Meanwhile, a UN envoy launched talks with top Japanese officials today as part of a six-nation tour aimed at drumming up international pressure on Myanmar to end its crackdown on pro-democracy activists. A major aid donor to Myanmar, Japan, has cancelled a multi-million dollar grant for a business education project following Japanese journalist Kenji Nage's death in Yangon while he was covering the September crackdown. Editor of the Japan Times, Eric Jew, says neighbouring powers face criticism for being lenient towards the ruling military junta.
The ASEAN members have so far been reluctant to do much other than pay lip service to the international condemnation of the crackdown in Myanmar, because Myanmar is a member of ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. And of course, there's the China factor. China itself is reluctant and wouldn't allow UN Security Council sanctions resolutions against Myanmar either, being a trading partner and a weapons supplier for the junta. I think that the concerted effort of most of the parties at play right now are giving Myanmar a strong message that what goes on there will no longer be ignored. This hadn't been really the case until these protests were put down violently. And, of course, the Japanese video journalist was gunned down in the street by a junta soldier. Some could sense that maybe it's going to be opening up, at least to letting the UN envoy back in to try to pave the way for the junta to have talks with Suu Kyi.